Hello and welcome to a brand new edition of Five and Out. I'm Wes.
I'm Steve.
And this week we have a brand spanking new top five for you, Steve. What is that top five?
The top five is the top five hosting jobs we wish we could claim as our own.
Oh, yes. And what a top five it is. But before we get to the show, I just want to announce that this is, hey, it's our 99th podcast.
99.
And what comes after 99, Steve?
100.
So I'm just letting you know at the top of the show, we will not be here next week because we are making some final preparations for our 100th podcast. But we will see you in a couple of weeks with that gigantic, ginormous, I don't want to build it up too much. So
yeah, you're doing a good job of not doing that.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, please enjoy this podcast and we'll catch you guys in 2 weeks.
Steve, I got bad news.
Oh, no.
One of my dogs has got the booty scoots.
No.
I know. I'm not sure if he just has an itchy butt or if he recently heard the song Boot Scootin' Boogie.
So, man, I really get behind this song.
Yeah. Or if he's got the worms.
Ooh.
I did the checking for the worms, and I just took him outside before we began. And let me tell you, nothing... It's more embarrassing than checking for worms in your dog's poop in front of a lot of kids. Don't worry, children. It's not what you think. It's just a sexual fetish.
When you started that, I was like, I mean, I think everyone would know you're not really playing with poop in front of children. Oh, they probably think you're playing with poop.
Like, ew.
And you're like, you're right. Ew, indeed.
Ew. Like, ew. Kids, do you see any worms in here?
Kids, come here. Everyone gather around this pile of shit. Uncle Wes is going to teach you about things that are going to give you nightmares.
So, yeah, man, I didn't find any. So
good.
I'm going with the Brooks and Dunn diagnosis with Boot Scoot and Boogie.
Oh, poor puppies.
I know, poor pup.
Puppies.
Poor pup.
So we just went to a wedding this last weekend.
We did?
Yes. Our friend Mike, who's been on the podcast several times, he just got hitched.
That's great. How was it?
I don't know, Wes. How was it? You were there.
Oh, that's right. No, man. It was a lot of fun, man. How many times can I say man?
Man.
It was a lot of fun.
Reason I bring it up is because there's a little story that happened pre-wedding that I forgot to tell you. Because honestly, I was... The precursor to this is day of the wedding. I was...
Now, for people at home, you were the best man.
I was the best man.
Not the best man there.
No.
But the best man in the wedding.
That is correct.
Yes.
I was under the impression that the groom would be providing the tie/bow tie, and then I had to pick him up at 3 o'clock, and at noon, I called him. I was like, hey, what about this tie? He's like, yeah, you need to have a navy tie. I was like, right, because that's exactly what I have. I have... Mike, you were talking about like a solid navy, a full, because that's what I have. He's like, yeah, everyone needs to have a solid navy. I was like, great, then I'm great.
Yeah.
I hang up the phone. I did like a Home Alone, like slap my face, I'm like ah. So I fucking book it because I have to be at his house in 3 hours. And I haven't showered. I'm still wearing my pajamas. I haven't shaved.
Good.
I was like, oh, no.
Good. You're all set then.
And it's Saturday in the city. Mm-hmm. So I tried two places I couldn't find. I finally get to a place that I know would have it. I park in a very illegal spot. I put my blinkers on. I literally sprint down the sidewalk.
Sorry. A very illegal spot. This is reserved for drug dealers.
I sprint into Express, and I... rifle six like ties off the shelf, and I grab one. I'm like, is this navy? All right, go. And I run again to the checkout area, and there's this woman that is ringing out the gentleman, and she's like, now if you would just respond to the email at express.com. and the guy's got his iPhone. He's like, all right, exp. Oh, nope, backspace. And I was like, no. I don't have time. And there's a guy that works there right now. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm in a little bit of a hurry. Would you mind ringing me up for this? He's like, yeah, sure, absolutely. It's this maybe like 20-year-old African-American guy, of course, wearing all Express clothing. He's got curly hair. And so
you're clearly in a hurry. You're unshowered, unshaved, and you're still in your pajamas.
And I'm running into their store. And the guy's like, he's playing real cool for. He's like, hey, it's like a little bit of a hurry. I was like, yeah. He's like, you late? It's like, yeah. It's like, for a wedding? It's like, yeah. It's like, are you the groom? I'm like, no, I'm actually the best man. It's like, oh man, well at least I bet the groom is more nervous than you are. I'm like, actually right now, I bet I'm more nervous than anybody. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like I thought he was gonna get the tie. And I'm like going through this and I'm plotting my sprint out of the store. So the guy's ringing me up and he hands me the tie in this kind of cardboard box thing. And he hands it over and as he hands it, we both hold it for a moment. And instead of him letting go, there's this moment where we're both holding it and he won't let go. And as to, like, get my attention, because I'm already looking out the door, and I look back at him, and, like, he kind of bends over and, like, looks into my eyes. He goes, hey, take the road less traveled today.
What?
And my first response is, fuck you! Like, what? The fucking road less traveled? Did you not see me sprint into this store? And you are purposely holding me up right now? Is that... I'm sorry, do you foresee some sort of movie moment where 6 hours from now, as I'm delivering my best man speech, like, you know what, Mike Brogan, I'm so glad to be here on your special day. A wise man once told me these wise words. You two in your marriage... take the road less traveled. What? What the fuck do you think you're doing right now, dude? But the thing is, I was so focused on just getting home, getting showered, do this, gotta eat, gotta get to Mike's house, that my mind literally blocked it out until the next day when I was leaving the hotel I stayed in for the night. I was driving on the highway with my wife, and I had this full body shudder. I just went, ho, ho. And Holly's like, what? I was like... what an asshole! And she's like, what are you talking about? So I told her the story. I completely, like, my body just said, we don't have time for this right now. We do not have time. And then it all came, like, rushing back to me in this one moment. And now I really just want to go back to that store. Like, excuse me, sales are so easy. I'm looking for a 20-year-old African-American guy, curly hair. Could you bring him up here?
He's going to be like, that guy's been dead for 3 years.
And I just want to, like, grab him by the tie and say, fuck you. And then thank the other sales associate and be out. That's it. It made me so mad. Take the road less traveled. Fuck you.
What does that even mean?
I don't even know.
But the road less traveled? You mean the gravel road next to the paved highway?
I was like, you know I'm in a hurry. Does that mean you want me to take a shortcut home? Is that what you mean? Because there's a reason the well-traveled roads are well-traveled. It's because they are good.
That's right. They're lit.
The lines are clear.
Mm-hmm.
I know where they go.
Mm-hmm.
I am not in a position to take these little meandering side roads, friend. Thank you. God, man.
Man. That really pisses me off.
Like, I honestly don't really even understand what he's trying to tell me.
He knew you were in a hurry. He knew that you were going to a wedding. Like, what does he expect you to do during your best man speech? Be like, you know what? Someone told me to take the road less traveled, so fuck you, Mike and Brogan.
Yeah. I hope you guys... let me tell you the real truth. The horrifying truth.
I've never liked you two as a couple.
God, what a... just what a... but I don't even know. What it's like, it wasn't...
Steve, before you go to that wedding, remember... buy low, sell high.
What does that even mean? Just so anyway, I found that interesting, and I found it even more interesting that I completely wouldn't even allow myself to think about it until, like, the danger was over. And then I had a visceral reaction.
You had a full body reaction to it.
I was driving, I just went, whoa! Like, it was crazy, man. It was absolutely crazy.
Wow, dude. Holy crap.
But what is crazy in a much better way, I saw the best movie of 2015 last night.
The Avengers Age of Ultron.
Incorrect.
Oh, boy.
I saw Mad Max.
Really?
That movie is fucking awesome.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Okay.
I won't get too far into it because a lot of people have not seen it. I know you haven't. But it is, you know, I kind of fancy myself a bit of an action movie connoisseur. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll just love a great action movie. And this movie is, it is bananas action, dude. It's nonstop the whole time. Like, the entire movie is done with practical effects, real stunts. The little bit of CGI they use is done beautifully. They made like 150 of these incredible vehicles that they actually used. And the design of these vehicles is amazing. The overall art design is amazing. It's just so cool. And for this big budget action movie, one of the great things that happened, this happens right in the very beginning. There's a car sequence, which basically the entire movie is a car chase, basically. There's this car sequence and a car flips. And the way Hollywood works today is the Michael Bay-ism of Hollywood, where it goes, the car's about to flip, and it goes, pew, and goes into slow motion, you know, it uses that THX sound, that transformer noise or whatever, pew, and they show the slow motion flip, and if it's Michael Bay, there's some sort of scantily clad woman underneath it.
Sure, or a turtle or something.
Something like that. And a scantily clad turtle, perhaps.
Yeah, probably.
This movie, right off the bat, this car flips, real time, tumbles towards the camera, and skids to a stop right in front of the camera. No slow-mo, no nothing, just great cinematography, real speed. They do almost no slow-mo action stuff. None of the fight scenes that are 58 cuts for 9 punches.
Yeah.
Just, it is just a straight-out action movie that is... It brings up these interesting questions about the world that you are in, and they don't kind of leaves it unanswered, and they don't do the really heavy exposition of, like, you see a cool guy wearing a medal or something. What is that for? They don't do like, ah, yes, I remember the Great War of the 30s. It's like, they don't do that. It's great. Actually, I want to go back and see it again this week.
Yeah?
It's awesome. Yeah.
Can you take me?
I'd love to take you.
Great. Well, I'm going out of town.
I will go with you.
We can go back to my hometown where they got their first movie theater.
Oh, their first talkies.
Their first talkie, the Nickelodeon.
It's great, dude. Cannot, if you're an action movie guy, cannot recommend seeing it more. It's awesome.
I do want to see it. It's gotten like, what, extremely positive reviews.
On Rotten Tomatoes today, it was either 95 or 98%.
Holy crap. It's basically like a 2-hour long car chase, right?
That's what pretty much. Yeah. Just sick action. Really strong characters.
By sick action, do you mean action that makes you vomit?
Yeah, perhaps pants-pooping action.
I love pants-pooping action. Is it boot-scootin' action?
No.
No.
There's no worms involved.
Okay, good.
It's just so cool, man. It's just a really cool movie.
Well, I haven't seen any movies lately, but a lot of my shows have been ending, either for the season or forever. Mad Men just ended. I watched the finale of that. And it was a great series finale. Surprising. You know what? I'm not going to say anything. For those of you out there who haven't seen it, watch it. It's a great series. One of this decade's best shows. And the finale. Not one of the best series finales out there, but was very, very good. Definitely. The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. season finale. That was one of the best season finales ever. Might crack my top 5, honestly. Ooh. It was amazing. So I watched that. And today I watched the Supergirl trailer. New CBS series.
Oh, I'm less excited.
Yeah. Thoroughly underwhelmed.
Who is Supergirl? Anyone of note?
Well, since you watched Glee, you'll remember Marley from Glee.
Oh, of course. Yeah, the dog, right?
Yes, Marley and Glee, starring Owen Wilson.
That's right.
And Matthew Morrison. You won't get that. But anyway, thoroughly underwhelmed because there is... I'm going to try and explain this. You know how good I am at explaining things.
Real good.
Real good about it. I think the best way to explain my qualms with this is to explain to you this SNL skit that Scarlett Johansson did, where... the whole skit was basically a faux trailer for the new Black Widow movie. It opens up with a bunch of awesome shots of Iron Man and Thor and Captain America doing awesome shit. And then they're like, don't worry, Marvel, or ladies, this one's for you, because Marvel gets girls. And then it opens up with a Kelly Clarkson song or something like that. And Black Widow's walking through a big city and her heel breaks. And she's all quirky and weird. And she goes to work for this domineering boss at a fashion magazine. She's picking out clothes for a blind date. And then, like, it's all about romance, drama, very little action. And that's pretty much what the Supergirl trailer was.
Oh, great.
And not even being tongue-in-cheek, this is how it was presented. I'm not lying. And I'm not lying.
It sounds awful.
And it ended with a couple of minutes of her doing, like, Supergirl shit. But she do something awesome, like walk into bullet fire, you know, into the guy firing at her. And instead of just, like, staring him down like a badass, she's looking down at her, the bullets hitting her chest. She's like, oh, well, this is crazy. It's like, come on now. This is...
I'm surprised the bullets didn't, like, tear her top off into, like, a revealing bikini. Like, ooh!
Ooh, exactly. No, there's a revealing costume earlier on in the trailer. It's like, come on, people. Can we make a female superhero that's just as badass as, you know, the male superheroes out there?
It sounds awful. Actually, you lost me at CBS. So you're like, oh, Supergirl on CBS. Oh, I'm not. No. Nope.
Nope.
No,
yeah,
sir.
No. Did I mention the Glee actress?
Not interested.
All right.
Could not be less interested.
Oh, and one of the main dudes is from the hit TV show Smash.
Yeah.
Jeremy Jordan.
I lie. I said I could not be less interested, and that has been proven false. I now cannot care any less.
It looks less than average. It doesn't look like the worst thing ever, but it certainly looks like something I will not be watching.
Whew. Great.
Yep, there
Add
you go.
Add that to my list of shit I'm not going to watch.
But I just want to reiterate, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was amazing.
All right. Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. I ruined your day with the whole Supergirl talk.
No, I'm just, I'm, it's, I don't want to dwell on this very much because it'll just get you upset.
Oh, no.
But I know you and I differ on our opinion about Age of Ultron. I thought it was really bloated and heavy. And
I'm really bloated and heavy.
This is not judgment about you, Wes.
Oh, okay.
And just thinking about Mad Max, about how... streamlined it was. But now, just you talking about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Supergirl and all this stuff, it just makes me... I'm kind of losing it for Marvel for me right now a little bit.
You do know Supergirl is DC.
I know it's DC, okay. But it's still... It's the comic book world that we live in.
Sure.
That...
Wait, we live in a comic book world?
It's a bad comic book.
Wow. It's so boring.
It's really boring. The villain is the guy that says, take the road less traveled. My nemesis! We've talked about it before, but I'm just starting to really get to the point of, oh, man. When we went to the movie theater yesterday, there's the preview for Ant-Man, and... You know, there was a preview for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and this, and then I'm like, God, there's so much shit now. Like, I feel like I have to watch everything to... There's too much. It's too much to me right now, but I don't want to dwell on that right now.
I agree that there is just way... I don't want to say too much, but there is so much comic book inspired TV shows out there right now. Some are good. Some are bad, some are in the middle. But what I am not liking is the DC stuff right now. I've heard Arrow is great, and I've heard the spinoff Flash is great. But next year, not only are they continuing those two shows are having another spinoff. That's a third series. What? What?
It's too much, man. It's just too much stuff. It's too much stuff, and I'm just tired, and it's not just comic book.
You're just tired.
I'm tired of these mega franchise things happening, and I know technically Mad Max is a continuation of a previous trilogy, but it was like 30 years ago.
Actually, Steve, Mad Max is part of the MCU.
Ah!
Oh, God.
But it's essentially I guess it is a reboot technically, but, you know, they're not rebooting Spider-Man from, you know, 8 years ago. Oh, no, they are.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not what I'm...
Oh, okay.
But I'm saying Mad Max did not do that. It rebooted something 30 years ago that people actually liked 30 years ago, too.
I see. I should probably listen more than three words at a time.
Probably. Yeah. Probably. So I just like original stuff like The Raid and watching... I know Dread is based on a graphic novel as well, but I just don't like how Hollywood is doing stuff right now. It makes sense. Billions upon billions upon billions of dollars.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of I'm a little leery about the way they're doing the Star Wars stuff coming forward. I'm really excited about Force Awakens, but I think they're saying there's going to be a new Star Wars movie every year for the next 8 years or something like that after it, at least. I'm like, I don't know if I want you to bog down that already hugely flushed out universe. I don't know. There's so much stuff now. I don't know.
Sure. Sure.
I don't want to say I don't know again, but I don't know.
But you just don't know.
I just don't know.
Yeah.
I like some of it. It's just too juggernaut kind of to me.
Mm-hmm.
This huge machine that I feel like is just keep lumbering on.
See, this is why I feel that everyone just needs to pick one or two of those universes to follow, and then you have to let the rest slide.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, I said this before the podcast. I'm all up in Marvel's ass right now.
All about it.
All about it.
Yeah, I don't really give a... I don't care about DC at all. I saw Superman Returns. I will see Batman vs. Superman, I guess, if it looks good at all, but I don't care about Supergirl. I don't care about Arrow, any of that stuff. I don't care.
Sure, sure.
I just don't care.
See, I was interested in Arrow, and then, you know, these two spinoffs happened. I'm like, I don't have enough time in the day to watch, three 22-episode shows? I don't know. I can't pack all those in.
But enough with these giant universes we've been talking about. Let's get to our own universe of reader emails that came in this last week.
Are you sure you want to get to emails, or do we want to bitch about these hugely successful properties?
You know what? You're right.
All right. Well, sir, we had so many freaking emails last week.
Yes.
From our top five last week, which was our top five animated shows.
Yes.
Steve, Google actually foxed me to let me know we had so many emails. It sent a fox to me. It attacked a few neighbors of mine. So I'm in huge trouble. But we had so many emails. I'm going to, you know, usually we read around three emails a week. I'm going to up this to six.
Holy shit.
Because we had so many goddamn emails.
That's a lot of emails.
But let's start with our good friend Tony, Anthony P., I call him. His top five animated shows are, number five, Cadillac and Dinosaurs.
That's not real.
Nope. Number four is Kim Possible.
Okay.
His number three is Batman the Animated Series. Good pick. His number two is Samurai Jack. Never got into it.
Right.
Heard it's great. Number one is Freakazoid.
Oh.
That's a good pull.
That is a good pull.
That's a good pull
right
there.
That is a very good one.
But our good friend Steven Lara writes in. Haven't heard from Steve in a while.
It's good to hear from you, Steve.
But his number five is Gravity Falls. Okay.
All right.
Number four is Steven Universe.
Steven Universe.
I mean, you should know about this.
I should.
I mean, I know why he knows about this. His number three is Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Oh.
I used to love that show.
Okay.
His number two is Invader Zim.
Okay.
Okay. His number one is Clone High.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude.
I loved Clone High. I think it was only on for one season. Dude, Genghis Khan in Clone High was hysterical.
Yep.
So funny.
But our good friend Nick writes in. He says, hi, Wes and Steve. Top five animated shows are number five, Tiny Toons.
Okay.
Okay. Classic. Yeah. His number four is Family Guy.
No.
His number three is...
Sorry, I completely disagree. I hate Family Guy.
I know you do. I'm not the biggest fan either,
but it
does have its fans out there.
Sure does.
Clearly.
It was on one of the reasons I feel old. It was about 13 years or something.
Yep, yeah.
Insane.
His number three is Animaniacs.
That was a show. I feel like that's similar to Tiny Toons, where I was already in my cartoon allegiances, And I appreciate that both of them were good, but I was like, I've already made up my mind. I'm with these cartoons.
Well, I understand why you didn't like Animaniacs, because they spawned a few spinoffs, like Pinky and the Brain, and, you know, your hatred of these large spanning universes. Probably.
It's true. It's true.
And his number two is Young Justice, and his number one is The Simpsons.
Yeah, can't argue with that.
Can't argue with it. But the next email comes from Boyd C. Adkins the fourth.
Oh, I almost said the third. Ooh, God, I would hate to. His father's lists are much better.
His number five is Clone High.
Yes.
Yep, there it is. Oh, he says, from the directors of such films as 21 Jump Street, The Lego Movie, etc. Did not know that.
Oh, is that he did Clone High?
Yeah, apparently.
Really?
According to Boyd C. Adkins IV.
Well, that's where I go to for all of my trivia knowledge.
Actually, I'd like to go to his granddad,
yeah,
Boyd C. Adkins Jr.
That's right. He's good. He's very good.
He's really up to date on pop culture. His number four is C-Lab 2021.
Oh, nice.
From the creator of Archer. His number three is Justice League Unlimited. His number two is The Critic, starring John Lovitz.
That show is super funny.
The only memory I have of The Critic is him putting a trumpet to his belly button and then having his belly button play the trumpet.
I remember The Critic came out. It was on Comedy Central, I believe, and it was on later evenings, and I knew I was not understanding all of the jokes, and so I couldn't really get into it. I was like, I know other people like this show. And then I saw an episode maybe like 10 years later. I was like, holy shit, this show is funny.
Yeah, yeah.
It's also, yet you have to be able to stand John Lovitz, which I can. I think John Lovitz is really funny sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever seen High School High?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I used to love that show back when I couldn't tell if movies are bad or not.
But you know what, man? It's a really apropos like parody of that time. Because I feel like that style of movie, we've talked about it before, the troubled high school, and this group of teachers or single teacher goes in and gets these kids to, you know, whip into shape and whatever it is. In the 90s, that movie came out three times a year.
Yep.
Like, every year for like 6 years in a row.
Yep.
Dangerous Minds and
Only the Strong.
Yep. Like Sister Act 2 did that.
Yep.
There were so many teachers coming in to fix the troubled youths or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that movie was like, God, these movies are terrible. And I feel like that's just I don't know why they just stopped making that movie. That movie hasn't come out in a long time, I don't think.
I don't know. Maybe High School High put a stop to that bullshit.
Maybe. Like, oh, God, if we do this again, John Lovitz will have another chance to act. We can't do that.
Can't have that. But didn't he wind up a Tia Carrera in that movie?
I think so.
Oh, no.
Good for John Lovitz.
I mean, bad for
Tia Carrera. Like, really bad for Tia Carrera.
Let's face it. Bad for the teenage boys watching that. Because if John Lovitz can wind up with Tia Carrera, I'm obviously going to wind up with a Greek goddess.
Poof, man.
But his number one, of course, is Batman the Animated Series.
Man. Strong recommendations from everybody. I dig it.
And he also puts in, Steve, for both of us. Also, if you like the Raid films, check out Maranto. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
Okay.
Merantau.
Okay.
Okay.
So sounds as if it might be another Asian
movie about
action.
Pest control.
Yeah,
I know.
Man, I love it. My favorite was Orkin Man 6, Termites Revenge.
I will definitely check that out, Boyd C. Adkins the IV. Let us know what your dad thinks, because... okay, two more. Macy K. writes
Macy
in...
Macy K.?
His top five, or her, I guess.
It sounds like a her.
Maybe.
Pretty sure.
His or her number five is Avatar The Last Airbender.
I really want to watch that.
Well, watch it.
No.
Well, we're at an impasse. His number three, or number four is Top Cat.
Top Cat.
Yep. Oh, God, you just had a thought.
I did. Is Top Cat the one that wears, like, the purple suit with the hat?
Sure.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
His number three is King of the Hill.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Do love me some King of the Hill, man.
Some good stuff.
Bobber.
Dammit, Bobber. Number two is South Park.
Obviously.
Of course. Was that the first South Park mentioned?
No, we talked about it.
Did we?
We must. You know what? I don't know if we did.
I don't think we did.
I think it was so obvious we didn't talk about it.
I mean, where's the best place to hide? In plain sight.
Man, I mean, I've said it before. I will say it again. The South Park creators, Matt and Trey, are probably the brightest comedic minds of our generation.
I see you're on first-name basis with them.
They're unbelievable. I've said it before. South Park is one of the smartest shows of the last at least 30 years. One of the smartest sure. comedic shows, period. They did the Book of Mormon. Mm-hmm. South Park, the movie, is one of my favorite movies. It's a fucking musical mm-hmm. that they did with South Park, and it's amazing. Orgasmo is amazing. Basketball is hilarious. Those guys, everything they do is just so smart and so funny. They're the best.
Well, speaking of smart and funny, his number one is the original black and white Fleischer Brothers Popeye cartoons.
Really?
Remember those?
Of course I do. Olive oil and Brutus. And, oh,
and the spinach can.
The spinach, baby.
The spinach, man.
Man, I don't know if there was ever a better endorsement for a vegetable from someone on a screen.
There was not.
I think not, man.
I mean, Bugs Bunny and carrots, but...
Ah, that's very good. Mm-hmm. That's a very good point.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. But carrots didn't give him superpowers.
Yeah, but carrots tasted so much better than spinach as a kid.
I disagree.
As a kid?
I've always hated carrots.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's at least a natural sweetness to carrots that... Spinach is tough when you're a kid, man.
I don't... Carrots, phallic-shaped. What can I say?
I feel like you could say, well, they have a natural sweet taste, and it's easier for a child to palate than...
Just like a phallus.
Just a... Okey-dokey.
Okay.
Next email.
All right. Seth M. writes in his top five shows. You know what? It's always a good thing when I say something, and then about 30 seconds later, I'm like, oh, boy.
Oh, doctor.
I'm weighing the pros and cons of keeping it in. It'll probably stay in. But Seth M. writes in his top five shows. His number five is Adventure Time, which I've never gotten into.
I feel like it was a little past my day.
Sure, sure. His number four is The Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
Thank you. His number three is South Park. His number two is Archer.
Yes.
And his number one, of course, is Batman the Animated Series.
Man!
Batman, baby!
I love it. I'm glad it's on there. I love that it shows up so often that I feel like I'm just getting a really good review. Like, I was just given a very strong recommendation of Mad Max. I'm getting all these people being like, dude, Batman Animated Series. It just makes me feel good and feel confident going to watch it. I like that.
You know what? I'm surprised. I don't remember, even in the emails we didn't read out loud, I don't remember seeing X-Men the Animated Series.
Yeah.
That's one of your wife's favorite cartoons.
Absolutely, man. She loves X-Men the Animated Series. Loves it.
She still watches it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of our very good friends. They would have sushi and X-Men dates. They would go grab sushi at lunch, and they would sit down. They'd watch like four or five episodes of X-Men the Animated Series. And what a fucking badass theme song, too.
Yeah. X-Men. It's great, man.
That's a jam. That is an instant. And then the right at the end, the...
Well, you clearly remember it better than I do.
Wes just did this. Was that the note?
Yeah, I nailed it, right?
Nailed it. That's an F flager.
An F flarp. Steve, your impression of me is getting better and better with each week.
Enough of this bullshit, as you like to say.
Yep, enough of the past, Steve. Guys, thank you so much for writing in. We love, love, love hearing from you guys.
God. And I had plans tonight, but I guess it's been replaced with going home and watching Batman the Animated Series. So.
And Maranto.
And yes, yes.
You've already forgotten.
I need to... Well, to be honest, that's not one that really sticks in the old memory banks. You know? Oh, yeah, I've heard of Maranta.
Marantau.
But if it's a good action movie, man, I am all over it, for sure.
All over it.
So those are both...
Like stink on cheese.
That's... baby. Give me that stinky cheese.
But Steve, let us move to our top five for the week, which is what again?
Our top five hosting jobs that you would like to have.
That's right.
That's so, I mean, talk shows, game shows, whatever, things that you're like, man, I would love to be the host of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very, very excited about this top five.
See, me too, because I actually love hosting things.
Me too.
I'm not going to talk about you. You want to talk about me for a second?
Me too.
Oh, okay, great. No, I've actually hosted a lot of variety shows and a lot of, I guess variety show is the only word I can think of. But I've been MC for a few theater fundraisers as well. And I just love doing that kind of shit, man.
Yeah,
so
me too.
I love doing this top five was a lot of fun for me to
do. Well, then why don't you start us out, Wes?
Okay. my number five is... my number five is Game Grumps.
What is it?
Game Grumps. It's a Let's Play series that I love, and the hosts of that are super funny, and they make their living playing video games and commentating over it. Now, we can argue, maybe the term host isn't the correct term for this, but... Basically, I just want to do a Let's Play series at some point, and these guys actually make their living doing it, playing video games and making fun of the video games, making fun of each other, and hosting the show, and yeah, I would love to do that.
Yeah, that's it's a pretty sweet setup.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I wonder if they're also getting early releases of stuff and if it's getting sent to them directly from manufacturers and that kind of thing.
Some, not exactly the AAA stuff that's coming out currently, but some of the indie games they get early access to. A bunch of their watchers and listeners send them video games to play.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, that'd be just a sweet-ass setup to do something like that.
Yeah. Real quick little tangent on video games just for a moment. The Witcher 3 is now released, which is taking the video game world by storm. I don't think either of us have played either of the previous two Witchers.
No.
Any urge, desire to play the game?
Mm-hmm. I like to play Witcher 2 first to see how I like it. But yeah, man, I'll play it.
You're kind of lukewarm, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't played it before, so it's like Bloodborne. Like, I'm hearing nothing but great things, but I've never played any of the Souls games. I never played anything
wondering.
So,
just wondering.
What about you?
It's getting great reviews, too. I don't like to jump into the third game of a series, but this is one where I think I probably just would anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same thing. It's kind of the Skyrim-ish stuff of Wizards and Warlocks kind of stuff, which it's just really hard for me to get into that style of game in general. So I'd be willing to try it, but I'm not... You know, beaten down the door to do. I'm way, 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 way more excited to play the new Batman game when it comes out than I am The Witcher. But I'm glad that everyone else is really digging it so far. So.
The new Batman game, it's Arkham Origins 2.
Cannot wait for that thing to freeze up on me and yeah. Make me want to throw my PS4 out the window. It's going to be amazing.
I can't wait for that first glitch. I'm like, yes.
There it is.
Memories.
There it is. Okay, my number five.
My number five, to recap. Let's Play series. Go.
My number five. A show I've brought up here a couple of times, especially on my want to bone list.
Oh!
The show. I just want to bone the show.
Yeah.
No, I'm actually taking off the person I want to bone and replacing her. And I'm taking away Padma Lakshmi.
Ooh.
From the show Top Chef.
Okay.
Because as we both love video games, but one thing I love probably even more than video games is good food.
Like, sure.
Really good food. And your job, I would obviously not be the eye candy on the show anymore, but
Steve, don't sell yourself. No, you're right.
Your job for this show is to show up and say, hello, I'm Steve. Today, you bunch of chefs are going to cook me this. And here's a famous person next to me. Let me introduce this person to you. And then you sit down and you're like, oh yeah, this tasted good. That tasted bad. It is world-class food being prepared for you 8 times an evening.
Yeah.
For many, many weeks. You get to go to fabulous locations. All your job is to go and eat delicious food and drink delicious wine.
Yep.
hang out, generally speaking, with a bunch of really cool people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love going to restaurants with friends and eat amazing food and, you know, have a couple drinks and have a great time. That's your job. That's what your job is.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having people over to your home, hey, why don't we go to Mexico and eat truly authentic Mexican cuisine? Why don't we take a trip to Japan? Here we are in Australia. What a fucking sweet setup, man.
You can go to Japan and have a sushi and X-Men date.
Seriously, how is that not better than just watching X-Men and eating sushi here?
Well, X-Men would be in Japanese over there.
We can dub it. Dub it back.
Absolutely correct.
Man, I just... The idea of being paid...
God, you would redub a dubbed version of X-Men.
Yep, because I'm the host, so I can do it.
There it is. I'm playing every character.
And I'd also feel like Padma, while she is a world-class beauty, does not bring much humor to the game of Top Chef. And I probably wouldn't either, because I would just be so fat at that point.
Yeah.
I'd be like, really welcome to Top Chef. You can just scoop your food into my mouth. Because I can't get out of this rascal. Oh, great. Thank you, Steve. Let's cut to a picture of this wall and get away from your disgusting body. Sick freak.
Today you'll be cooking me some macaroni and cheese on top of a pizza.
Like, is that?
I said that's what I want.
The producers come out. Steve, the challenge is a lobster bisque.
No!
No!
No, put lobster bisque on top of the macaroni. Then you, and just put it into my IV.
And then you eat one of the producers.
Nom, 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 nom. Chefs, your challenge is to prepare this producer.
Oh my god, you are fucking disgusting. I quit. So, until I become essentially Jabba the Hutt of Top Chef, I want to be the host of Top Chef.
All right. Well, my number four is, man, this...
if you take my number one before my number one, I'm going to be really pissed today.
Great. Here it is. My number four is The Daily Show.
Oh, no, it is not.
Okay. Now, why it's so low on my list is because I don't think I'll be very good at it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
But I would just love to host, I guess it's kind of a quote-unquote fake news show. But just to have a team of great writers behind you, just to have a team of, you know, these hilarious correspondents behind you making you look great, and being able to basically talk to all these famous people that come on your show, be they celebrities or authors or politicians or whatever, I just think it would be awesome to be able to reach that large group of people every single night and be one of the most famous quote-unquote news anchors in the business. Why it's so low on my list is because, A, I don't think I'd be very good at it. I think I'd be able to deliver the lines just fine. But to be able to hold an intelligent conversation with a politician, that's where I'll fall on my face.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought about this as well. And instead of The Daily Show, I would fancy myself more of a Last Week Tonight with John Oliver style one show. Very, very similar. Just, you know, talking mm-hmm. semantics, I suppose. But the same thing. I'm not smart enough to do it. Like,
yeah.
I'm not smart enough. And even with those writers, I'd be saying, like, this is funny. But I get about 90% of why it's funny. like when I'm reading it myself. And, yeah, I'm just... I like the laughies. I like the Jabba the Hutt eating pizzas. Like, yeah, exactly, dude. If somehow, you know, like Bill Clinton comes on the show, I'd be like, hey, tell me about stuff. You know, what's cooking? You know.
So this thing that you're doing, tell me all about it.
Are you watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? What do you think about this Marvel Universe expanding too quickly? What do you think?
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't care about this relief fund you're setting up.
Yeah.
Or
like,
whatever
that
it
sounds
is you're
great.
Doing.
That sounds great. I would have some sort of like fascist dictator on. But what's your deal? He's like, well, I'm oppressing people, and I like to murder and kill. I'm like, hey, that sounds great, man. And everyone's like, hey, that you're supposed to like grill him. I'm like, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
That's right.
Isn't that what Are you supposed to do that? I don't know.
And the third reason why it's so low on my list is because if I am going to be any good at this, I have to do a lot of research. Yeah. And I hate doing research.
No homework.
But if I were to be good at it, it would be one of the most lucrative, one of the most...
fulfilling, perhaps?
Fulfilling hosting jobs,
sure,
that I could ever hope to do.
Absolutely, man.
So,
and good satire and parody, and mm-hmm. it's and just cutting news as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Super, super on the comedy difficulty level, it's right there. It's about the hardest. It's the most difficult.
I mean, if we're the lowest, and let's face it, we are.
Sorry, let me tell you a quick poop joke.
I mean, we kind of open with poop jokes.
Yeah, it's kind of our go-to.
Yeah.
Tried and true, baby.
So that's my number four, The Daily Show.
All right, my number four. I will just touch on this one briefly because I know you don't care, and some of our listeners probably don't care either, but for me, it would be amazing. And it is, I would love to be the host of an NFL Sunday show. So for you, Wes, since you probably don't understand how this works, let me lay it out for you. Just let me tell you.
I'm so scared.
I know. Games start at noon here in the central time zone for NFL.
I'm lost.
And basically from 11 to noon, they've got every single channel that shows NFL has the same goddamn setup. It's the host dude that sits on the far left, and then they've got this panel of analysts, so usually like four dudes, and they're all usually ass clowns, and they're all terrible, generally speaking. And the host just kind of goes in between, like, oh, well, what do you think about the Dolphins this week, Tom? But I would love to be able to... to go in with this already established group of people and be like, hey, dude that nobody thinks is correct ever, what do you think about this? And I love the NFL for the most part. And it's something, it's a very important thing for me and several of my friends that this people come over on Sundays and we have this really great time together. And we watch football, but more importantly, it's that we spend time together and we hang out. And, you know, the pregame show, the halftime show, that kind of stuff is part of it. And well, it's not nearly as important as what Jon Stewart does. Mm-hmm. There's something kind of cool about becoming a regular fixture in someone's life on a weekly basis over, you know, a period of years. And I just like to talk sports with people. So it'd be really fun to do that and kind of be the every guy, if you will, in this panel of former players and, you know, whatever.
Steve, the term is every dude.
Thank you. Every dude. To be this every dude up there, like, ah, well, you know, this guy is great. Like, no, he is not. Shut up. Who's telling you to say that? Because he's not. And I would just like to be able to do that. So I'll leave it at that.
Okay, so my number three is a show. I didn't plan this, but it's a show that comes on about an hour after The Daily Show. It's a show called At Midnight. Are you familiar with this?
Not familiar.
It's basically an improvised game show, kind of a fake game show, where Chris Hardwick, the Nerdist, is the host. And it's a panel of three different, usually comedians, improvisers, funny celebrities, like Chris Jericho, who's surprisingly hilarious.
He is funny, man.
Yeah. And like Jennifer Morrison from Once Upon a Time and House. Like, she's surprisingly funny. She was on there. Weird Al. You get what I'm saying.
I got it.
Yeah. So a panel of three funny people play a series of games based on internet and technology culture. One of my favorite games that they play is basically, I forget what it's called, but it's basically they show them a series of emojis, and they have to come up with what this person is trying to say. So, for example, if the series of emojis is a happy face, bear, donkey, fly swatter, then the sentence would be, I'm happy my bear ass got swatted. So they had to play games like that. And there's a bunch of other games like that and some trivia stuff. And it's just a lot of fun. And you can tell that when you watch the show is only about 20, 22 minutes, but you can tell that they filmed probably at least 40 minutes of stuff.
Sure.
They're just all having a blast, all having a great time. And why I want to host this, not only will you have like a great time, you know, four nights a week, you get to meet all these awesome, hilarious people.
Sure.
And, you know, go out for drinks afterwards, if you will.
The more awesome, hilarious people I have in my life, I think the better.
Exactly.
I think so.
So that's my number three, man. Just to hang out with these awesome people and get paid for it.
Yeah. There's far worse things in life.
Exactly.
Like, let me tell you what's a little bit better than that, though.
Oh, right.
I don't know. It's. I feel like this is very much up my alley, though. And it is to host Family Feud. And this is why I want to host Family Feud. Because Family Feud is one of the few shows that's on television that you are rewarded with laughs for basically making the contestants look like idiots.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the basic concept of Family Feud, the way that Steve Harvey hosts it, is, all right, I need you to say this word. It's vaguely sexual. Vaguely. And you just do that Steve Harvey look. You're like mouth agape. You just kind of pan out to the audience. And you say, are you serious? You're like, what do you mean? You just say like this one little one-liner of like, what do you mean, slap a booty? You know, where it's like you something and everyone's like, oh my God, it's hilarious. So you basically just get to tell. Like, and every once in a while, they'll be like, all right, I need a, you know, what's the, you know, the most popular answer for things you would leave in your car? And the guy's like, my dishes. And you just,
so you saw my episode of Family Feud.
The look that I can give people, of just stupid people, of that pause, look vague, look just dumbly into their dumb face, pan back to the audience, back to the guy and say, your dishes? Like, I feel like it very much caters itself to a, what are you talking about? Like, which is just one of my favorite things to say.
Clearly. We have 99 episodes of that.
So, it's a show where I get to say, I would probably be able to say that several times per episode.
Yeah.
And then just start yelling at people, like, your dishes? What do you mean your dishes in your car? And hopefully I don't get too mean and people still think it's funny.
Yeah.
And that would be my job, is to yell at dumb people, which is fantastic. That's great.
Yeah.
That's a job I am signing up for.
Well, it's a job that you're great at.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Of course.
Finally, my skills being used.
You just need to go back to that express store and yell at that dumb person.
The road less traveled. Son of a bitch.
And plus, you get to make out with all the women on the team, right? That's how it works?
I don't know if you want to do that with the Family Feuders.
Oh, that's true.
Especially, you'd also be in front of their family. Which is, you know, hot for some, I suppose. Not for me, however.
All right. Well, to each his own.
I feel like Family Feud is not necessarily drawing in the great beauties of the world.
Every now and then, though.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course. But I feel like for every true beauty that's on Family Feud, you've got about 80 Aunt Gerts. Well, I think the best answer is chrysanthemums. It's like, Aunt Gert, things you find at a campfire, chrysanthemums. Who decided Aunt Gert is the best one to bring on this show? Aunt Gert hasn't been out of the house since 1987. Aunt Gert isn't allowed to see fire. Who signed off on Gert being here? Oh, Steve, Gert, get your face off of mine. Gert, you disgusting, and everyone's like, ah, ha, ha, studio laugh track, ah, ha, 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 ha. Terrible. Terrible.
Oh, Aunt Gert.
Oh, Gert.
Everybody's got one.
Everyone's got a Gert.
Got a Gert in the family. So, you know, that 55-year-old woman who's gotten through half the alphabet.
That's her. So I would just love to yell at dumb people and be the host of Family Feud.
That brings me to my number two, which is my number two with a bullet.
Oh, strong two.
Yes, is the podcast Comedy Bang Bang.
Oh, yeah?
It's the same thing, kind of the same thing as, kind of the same reasons as At Midnight. But for those of you who don't know what Comedy Bang Bang is, it's hosted by Scott Aukerman. It's a very famous podcast. It's just as famous, for my money, as WTF with Mark Maron. It's basically, he brings on a famous person, and he talks to them for like 20 minutes, and this person's always very funny. And then they take a break, and when they come back, they bring on this really good improviser to play a very heightened, out-there character. And there's usually like one or two improvisers to do that, and then they all have a conversation for the next, you know, 45 minutes, and it's hilarious. It's a blast. They spend the hour and a half just laughing through the whole thing. They sound like they're having such a great time, and they make you feel like you're part of that great time. And this Scott Aukerman makes his living doing this podcast, and it recently, well, fairly recently, about 2 or 3 years ago, got turned into a TV show IFC.
Yes.
And I wouldn't mind hosting that as well.
You know what? While we're at it. I'm sorry. I believe Aunt Gert is hosting that right now. I think. I've been hearing good things about her audition, so.
Chrysanthemum!
Whoa! Is it peanut butter? things you put in a gas tank, Gert? Peanut... Gert!
Is it earthworm, Steve?
Gert. We shouldn't have let Aunt Gert out of the house.
Let's put her back in her kennel.
Back in her kennel, Aunt Gert.
But these last two are just solely based on having a great goddamn time multiple times a week.
Yeah.
And getting paid for that.
Yes.
And hanging out with all these awesome people. Yes. And why Comedy Bang Bang was higher than At Midnight is because there's no censors. You can do whatever the hell you want. So there you go, man. My number two with the bullet, watch out, because I'm shooting, is Comedy Bang Bang.
Well, my number two is almost the same as yours. It is The View. Yes, you just flashed me a devilish look. And let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Because you like to hang out with really smart and funny and cool people. That's great. For some reason, I've realized I get some sort of sick satisfaction.
Could you have made that sound more patronizing? Great, we get it. You like to hang out with cool people. All right.
Well, what you want, everything you say, surprisingly today, in at least in regards to this top five, has made a whole lot of sense. You like the Daily Show. You want it's a very important kind of cultural thing for us now. Mm-hmm. Especially those kind of disillusioned with major network news and satire. You know, you want to hang out with cool people and make your living doing hanging out with people that you like and doing what you like. All these things make a whole lot of sense. My stuff is a little bit more specific. And I've realized I love just yelling at people because I don't really do it. I talk like I do it a lot. I just want to do it a lot. I don't actually do it. So to be able to go on and, like, I guess, in some ways, kind of challenge, at least in The View, to me, is it's a bunch of it's not that they just happen to be women. It's this group of women that I just disagree with so fervently, I'm assuming, on most things. Because they're just so I don't even know. They're so crazy. They're so involved in this celebrity culture and this, and then that's what they should be talking about. Mm-hmm. But then they start talking about other things like school shootings and others. You're like, hey, Jenny McCarthy, how about you shut the fuck up for a second?
So you want to go on there and yell at women?
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Not all women.
Okay.
Just it happens to be that that's a panel of women on that show. And I happen to disagree with a lot of the things that they say.
Now, would you yell at Whoopi Goldberg?
I mean, occasionally.
Sure.
I mean, like, Whoopi, for the most part, tells it like it is.
Yeah.
I just want to go yell at Jenny McCarthy for a bit. Actually, I don't even really know who's on that show anymore.
Yeah.
But there was when I was unemployed for that little bit of time, like, in the mornings, I'd be, like, eating breakfast or whatever, and I would, like, flip through. And every once in a while, I'd be like, The View's, I've never really seen this show. Let's see what the hell they talk about. And they went from talking about Prince Harry's,
haircut.
Hair and it, like, to his haircut to then talking about some sort of really important political issue. And like, I don't know if you're qualified to talk about either of those things. Quite honestly. And I just want to be up there to, I think there's, and I also think there's something very funny about like 30-year-old white male middle class dude in the middle of these like these real uppity female celebrities, quote unquote, to be like, hey, you know y'all crazy, right? Like, you know that? You know everyone who's crazy except Whoopi. But you're kind of crazy. What is that you're wearing there? Is that a muumuu, Whoopi Goldberg? You wearing a muumuu? I'll let it go, Whoopi.
You know who we got to bring on here? My Aunt Gert.
Honestly, I would love to do the show with me and Gert. Gert and Steve on The View. Oh, baby. I mean, they switched hosts so much on there. And, like, the few times I've seen it, they have brought, like, a guy on there for something. And they treat him like he is, like, a Ken doll. He's like, oh, look at him with his cute smile. It's like, oh, yeah, I just love your movies. And he's like, I have important things to say. Like, oh, shut up. And they won't think I'm cute. And they won't like me. And I think that's going to be amazing. And I just think it would be really fun to go in and basically pick a fight every day.
Sure.
I just think it would be great. I think it would be fantastic. I mean, there's another part of me that's like, man, wouldn't it be great to do something like Comedy Bang Bang where I just hung out with people I really liked a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be great. But goddammit, do I love going in and picking a fight and riling people up sometimes.
That's right.
It would just be real good. And no matter, like, at any point, no matter what, Jenny McCarthy would say something, I'd be like, why don't you just go vaccinate your kids, you idiot? We're talking about Prince Harry's haircut. I don't care. You are a lunatic, woman. Do you understand me? You are a lunatic. You have... Oh, I hate you. But you're so hot. There, I'd say it. I'd say the things we all think.
And Gert, how do you feel about vaccinating your kids? I like pickles.
There you have it, kids. The truth. Pickles are delicious. And you should vaccinate your kids.
That's right.
Suck it, Jenny McCarthy. As we cut to commercial for, like, I don't even know, like, Ben Gay or something. I don't know what the hell commercials are on.
Jiffy Lube.
Jiffy Lube.
Peanut butter.
Yeah.
Just peanut butter.
Because Gert is sponsored by Jif.
Because peanut butter is her answer for everything.
Choosy moms choose Jif, and so does Aunt Gert. But I love the idea of going on to, like, into a place that I should not be at all.
Sure.
And just going in there and be like, listen, I'm going to rock this boat. And just doing that every day would be really fun to me. And they're like, well, today we're going to discuss, the best summer fashion. I'm like, boring. No, we're not. We're going to discuss this. They're like, no, Steve, we're not. Yes, we are.
You and your muumuu, shut up.
Whoopi muumuu, shut it down. We're talking about Mad Max today and how badass it is.
I haven't seen Mad Max.
Gert, we're going to shut you down too. We're going to put you straight into nap time, Gertie baby. There we go. Choosy moms, choose knockout gas. I don't
choose mustard gas.
Oh, God. Oh. Chemical warfare on your kids. Not so good. They didn't go with that slogan. Not a million-dollar idea.
Jenny, why do you, Jenny, you suffocate your children with mustard gas?
Jenny, why are you a proponent for mustard gassing your own children?
But you won't vaccinate them.
What? If you vaccinated them, they'd at least have some sort of chance.
That's right.
Knowing your children, they're going to survive mustard gas and die from the flu. Great. Great. Enjoy the measles, Jenny.
There you go, parents at home. Beat your children, then chemical warfare with them.
Perfect. See, I'm going to be good for ratings.
Yeah, that's great.
So I want to go on The View.
Great.
Thank you.
That was a long, long reason to go on The View.
Yeah, it's a good reason.
Yeah, it's a really good reason. My number one, it is the only answer.
I hope it's the same now.
Well, it is The Man Show.
Oh, it's not the same answer.
Oh, come on. It has to be.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Because no. Man Show, you're hosting the sketch show. But while you're doing it, you're taking shots. You're drinking beer. You're surrounded by these big-breasted, beautiful women.
Which I am not opposed to.
Or, excuse me, women. There's not just one big-breasted,
big-breasted woman. All the rest of them, tiny titties. Very beautiful. Tiny boobies.
And you get to do all these hilarious sketches that you and I would only...
Are they that hilarious?
There, one of my favorite sketches that they did was when they started this petition to repeal women's suffrage.
Oh yeah, yeah. I did see that one.
And they do a bunch of hilarious sketches like that.
Man, we really are the He-Man Woman Hater Club tonight, aren't we?
I did my Supergirl feminist rant earlier, Steve.
That's true.
So I'm pretty much just hanging you out to dry right now. But yeah, man, you do these hilarious sketches based on, you know, being quote unquote pro men or whatever, surrounded by these beautiful women and drinking beer. What else do you want?
I would like actual hilarious sketches.
Well, that's why we're hosting, or I'm hosting, and you're going to be in the audience, wishing you were me.
I always liked the idea of the man show when I was a teenager. That was fun.
Well, I'm going to elevate it to new heights.
Sure. It's not even on TV anymore, right?
That's because they got the two awful hosts for it, Joe Rogan and Jim Norton, I think. Was
Doug Stanhope was on it.
Or was it Doug Stanhope?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's the thing. You're taking one, so you have to be with either Joe Rogan or Doug Stanhope.
I'm taking the originals, Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla.
Well, that's nice. That's not on TV. That's not a thing.
But you said it could be past or present.
I think that's what you said. Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
But, I mean, your girls jumping on trampolines, great. That's great. I mean, the ziggy-zaggy, oi, 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 I don't really care. I just felt like that was all that show really was girls jumping on trampolines and the ziggy-zaggy, oi, oi, oi. And I never thought the sketches were that funny. And
Steve,
I don't know. It was one of those things in theory that was way funnier and better to me, and then in practice I didn't really like watching it that much.
Steve, why do you have to poop on my number one?
I'm being honest, man. I'm shooting the truth.
I'm going to check your poop for worms as you poop my number one.
I kind of feel like that's more of a punishment for you than it is for me.
I know. But my number one is The Man Show, because I will take that show from the mediocrity that it once was to the superstardom that it will be.
Give me two ways you're going to make it from mediocre to amazing.
Sir, I don't want to give out my brilliant ideas over the internet.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Your vault of brilliant ideas.
That's right.
Well, I think there really is only one answer. And the number one answer, as just the bee's knees as hosting jobs go, is Pat Sajak from Wheel of Fortune, baby. That shit is the best.
How so?
The best. Okay. So basically your recording schedule for Wheel of Fortune is like they record for like 5 days a week or something for like a couple of weeks. They do like 5 or 6 shows a day and they're done for like a year. So
they rerun those 5 shows.
No, like they do 5 shows a day for 5 days in a row for a couple of weeks. And that's pretty much like you work for like a month and you're done for the year. Or it's something crazy like that. You are a beloved dude to basically everyone. Like, no one has ever, ever been like, you know what? Fuck Pat Sajak. Like, no one has ever. And your job is so easy and just fun. You walk in like, hi, I'm Pat Sajak. Here's a little, I'm Steve. Here's a little joke. Vanna White, isn't she beautiful, ladies and gentlemen? And she is.
Yeah.
And then she walks away, and you watch people play Wheel of Fortune, and you occasionally make a little fun joke, and you get to wear a different suit every day, and you hang out with one of those beautiful women in the entire world. You go to Hawaii, you give people trips, talk about job security, dude. They've been on the job for like 40 years.
Yeah.
And they both still look great. Because it's low stress, super fun, and you just rolling with them. It's great. It's great. Cake job.
This pick came out of nowhere because your last, I don't know, 7 or 8 picks that you did today were all about yelling at people.
I know. And this is one where I, like, after, so this is what I want my day to be. I want to wake up. I want to go do The View and yell and just yell and tell people that they're stupid. And then I want to chill out. And then for like a month a year, I'm just going to go and hang out with Vanna White. And we're going to do Wheel of Fortune. And then for 16 weeks a year, I'm going to do Sundays. I'm going to do it in the studio. It's going to be awesome.
So do you think Pat and Vanna have something going on?
Ah, man. What I this is what I choose to believe. I've not based this on anything but my own opinions and watching Wheel of Fortune. I feel like Pat Sajak has always wanted to, of course. Mm-hmm. From day one, he's like, oh my God, Vanna White. And then there was, and Vanna's like, ah, I'm sorry, Pat. No. And like one night they were in Las Vegas or, you know, in Hawaii or something doing a filming. And Vanna had a little bit too much to drink. And then she's like, Pat, you know, we've been together for 17 years. Haven't you always wanted to? And Pat's like, yes. Yes, I have. She's like, Pat, come into my hotel room. And Pat Sajak, being the honorable man that Pat Sajak is, he goes, I can't, Vanna. You have a good night. And, like, puts her in her room, closes the door, and Pat Sajak closes the door and just has this internal scream of, like, no! And Vanna White has never mentioned it. Pat Sajak has never brought it up again, but he's thought about it every day of his life since.
So, children out there, do not make the same mistake Pat Sajak did.
Let this be a cautionary tale.
If a beautiful woman has to have sex with you, do it.
If an all-time beauty says, hey, significantly less handsome man, here's your chance to live in the stars. You take the ride, friends. You go up, you touch the stars, and you come back to Earth with a great story to tell.
She's like, Pat, can you guess what I want to do? I'll give you R-S-T-L-N-E.
But Pat Sajak gets no letters in the puzzle. He's like, oh, this isn't... Oh, is it... Is it... She's like, I'm sorry, the answer is... Be aware. So it's like, what? It's choose the path less taken.
No.
What does that mean, Vanna? Door closes. Oh!
This is the road I've taken every day of my life.
Oh, this is the very traveled road. Vanna. I just, man, even, and I am taking this job as my number one without having sex with Vanna White, by the way. That would just be one A plus. I mean, that's what you want. That's the dream. It's like, oh, by the way, oh, you're the new host of Wheel of Fortune? I'm Vanna. Let us begin having sex. Wow. I thought this job was great before I knew I had sex with an all-time beautiful woman. And there's benefit. Like, and I get health insurance, and you get me a car? This is truly the greatest job of all time.
You know what? If you get to have sex with Vanna White and a car and benefits, probably just the first thing. Yeah, that would be my number one too.
I mean, I don't really see a better job out there.
Did I mention my number one, The Man Show? You get to have sex with Adam Carolla.
Yes, you had mentioned it. You had, and I'm gonna stick with mine. It's an American icon show. You would become a beloved dude. You don't really do anything. And you also get to spin the wheel.
Yeah.
Wes is exhausted. Yeah. Have you not always wanted to spin the Wheel of Fortune wheel? Just once?
I mean, I more want to spin the Price is Right wheel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would rather do the Wheel of Fortune wheel.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. So there it is. That's my number one. Wheel of Fortune, baby.
Well, my top five in review. My number five is the Game Grumps, because basically I just want to do a Let's Play series at some point. If any of you out there would be interested in seeing Steve and I do a Let's Play series at some point, write us in. Let us know. We've been kind of kicking it around backstage, you know, pros and cons. Let us know if you'd be interested in seeing that. But anyway, my number four is The Daily Show. My number three is At Midnight. My number two is Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast and the TV show. My number one is the Man Show.
Okay. My number five, Top Chef, becoming Jabba the Hutt with all the delicious food. Number four, I want to host an NFL like pregame show. Number three, I want to yell at people and Aunt Gert in Family Feud. Number two, I want to yell at more people, specifically Jenny McCarthy. Hot, hot, crazy, dumb Jenny McCarthy on The View. And then I just want the sweetest job there is, period. Mm-hmm. And that is making love to Vanna White and spinning giant wheels, giving away cars, and traveling to exotic locations. Pat Sajak, move over. I am taking over Wheel of Fortune.
Wow. Well, guys, as we mentioned before, we love, love, love hearing from you guys. So please write us in your top five hosting jobs. You can leave a comment here on oneofus.net. You can email us. It's probably the best way to get a hold of us. You can email us at 5playnet@gmail.com.
And Wes, how is that spelled?
That is spelled F-I-Q-M. There's a silent Q-M. No, F-I-V-E-P-L-A-Y-N-E-T. @gmail.com.
I'm just saying it's spelled out 5play, not the number 5.
That's correct.
That's what we're trying to say. Anyway, guys, thank you very much for listening. As Wes said, please write us in any future top fives you'd like to hear, top five favorite hosting things, any previous top fives that you've listened to out of the old archives here. We love to touch base on the older ones as well. Please keep your recommendations rolling in on things to watch, things to play. So,
and as we said at the beginning of the show, we will not be here next week because this will be our big 100 coming up. So we're taking an extra week to make the extra preparation. Steve, how many times can I say extra? One
extra,
sentence.
Extra, extra.
Read all about it.
We just want to make sure the 100th episode is something special. So we're gonna be bringing that to you in the next 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. But signing off, I am Steve.
I am Wes.
That was 5.
And we're out.